Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
3, 2, 1.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
Fantasy Jesus.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Yeah!
Awesome. Justin, listen, just so you know, I don't care if I'm right or left, just so you know. It's big day game Wednesday, excuse me. We're excited. We picked our big game earlier this week. It just so happens again to be Thursday night football. How exciting is that? So let's get the introduction started. Welcome into the studio, Justin Jesus Herrera.
Hey, yeah. TSS Fantasy, let's go. It's time. We are here for those big game vibes. And if you're chilling on those big game vibes and you want a little bit more, go to CSS.com right now. Check out our rankings. We are doing a giveaway for a CJ2K signed football thing, courtesy of the Jester. And, you know, all you have to do, guys, it's very easy. Just go hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Easy peasy, right?
Easy, speezy, lemon squeezy. What's also easy is it's TSSFantasy.com, so just make sure you do that. Nick, let's also welcome
in. They know. They're fans.
Let's also welcome in Nick, you got Flandered Macaronis.
Yep, it's me, Nick at Penn Flanders. You can find me on Twitter, and also you can find me right here on TSS Fantasy, and you can go to our rankings on TSSFantasy.com, as Justin has alluded to, and you can check out our rankings as always, and you can check out our merchandise. And then please do not forget to hit the subscribe button when you're watching us on YouTube. Please and thank you.
Well, we're gonna hammer that point home tonight, apparently. Let's also welcome to studio Fred the Jester Reyes. Welcome in, sir.
Hello, everyone. It's Fred the Jester Reyes. You can follow me at TSS Jester. And go to TSSFantasy.com to follow our rankings.
And don't forget to hit the subscribe button.
All right, hit the subscribe button.
Well, they pretty much covered
it. CJ2K, fantasy football, signed.
CJ2K football, it's signed. I mean, we just go through the same thing every time. So, there's not much left for me to say other than we'll go to the underdog. No one mentioned our big sponsor. Use the promo code TSS. We'll double your deposit up to $100. Lots of fun contests going on right now. We got some great contests going on also. I don't know why, but why do we do these crazy things, Nick?
Pretty much because we can do whatever we want.
I mean, it's also because we're the fantasy show of the people.
That's a big game introduction. That's what I'm talking about. It's big game vibes tonight. Speaking of fantasy show of the people, we're going to start off a little differently tonight. I put it out there about a week ago, and you know, we got one response, but it was from our own damn league. So listen, we're putting it out there for you guys. If you have a whooping, like a whooping that you put down on someone, I want you to send it to us. Give it to us. Because our friend Fred the Jester wants to give them the proper way to to promote your whooping. Let's do our first inaugural SWAT of the week.
The SWAT of the week. That's what it is.
That's what it is! The Jester here, and every week I'm gonna bring you the biggest beatdown in fantasy. And this week, the Fort Pierce El Dorados got beat down by 52 points. And they are the inaugural SWAT of the week.
I love the pause at the end. You really emphasize that last one. All right. The first SWAT of the week, the Fort Pierce El Dorado. So, again, if you're in your fantasy leagues and you got I'm sure you got a few. If there's one you really want to toast someone or roast someone, excuse me, send it in to us. We'll get those in for you. The Jester loves to do the SWAT for sure. All right. Let's start out tonight with a little news. So even our guest last night and our Mr. Mallard all really like Ty Montgomery. Well, he's on the IR, unfortunately, so not really going to be quite effective for your fantasy rosters this week. Now, to be fair to them, they didn't know that prior to, so just to be fair. So, Justin, I'm going to go to you. How does this affect Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson? Do you see an uptick in either one, or do you like one over the other?
Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris has never been a pass catching running back, but Ramondre Stevenson was kind of a pass catching running back last year. So I see him getting more touches in this instance and kind of maybe seeing that kind of little switch from Harris to Stevenson that everybody's been kind of asking for. So get him more on the field, get him the ball. I endorse that because I drafted him everywhere and now I'm mad, but not anymore. Hopefully it comes around. Let's go, Bill. Turn this offense around.
Well, we know how Bill, they call it Billatrix or whatever. Like, you know, every season he seems to rotate those running backs, but Damian Harris had a great year last year. Not for nothing, but again, it was a different Patriots team. The defense was on point. They were running, able to set up to run the football. Mac Jones at least was delivering. He just did not look like that guy, you know, going into the Miami game. Like I said, when your first big pass, you throw it to the end zone, you throw it to Xavier Howard. Like, what are you thinking, bro? Like, why would you throw on one of the best corners in the league? Doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Again, might have been something Bill called situational, but you saw the result of it was an INT. So, guys, how about you? Nick, how about you? Any feedback on these Patriots running backs? Is there anything you see an uptick in any of these guys, or do you like you agree with Justin on Ramondre?
I'm getting on the quickest off ramp I can of this backfield. Number one, you never know which one's gonna be hot. Each week, it's going to be split backfield always. And number three, they don't have an offensive coordinator to actually call the plays. So when you got a defensive coordinator, a first-time defensive coordinator calling plays at the NFL level, it's not good. So I would steer clear and, you know, hate to say it, but it would be used in case of emergency, okay? Stream them if you have to.
You know, it's funny. I went back and forth on that, you know, at the game, actually, because in the first drive, they looked kind of good. And then obviously you could sell, you know, I just think, you know, Dolphins are just a better team. But I was thinking that, like you're saying, like, why have a defensive coordinator calling plays? But at the same time, like, who better to call plays? And, you know, he knows defensive schemes, that sort. So I don't know if it's totally out of the realm possibility, but I mean, hey, I like it for the Dolphins anyway. All right, let's go on.
Chris, I hate to break it up real quick. Both these guys were head coaches that probably had a combined record of maybe 10 wins. Like, let's face it. Like, they I mean, were they good defensive coordinators? I don't know, because Bill Belichick might have just been running the show, and they might have just been the guys there holding the little notepad. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that I like what you're saying with the whole defensive scheme. Who knows the offense better than the defensive guy? But when it's these two defensive guys, these two schmucks, I don't know. I don't know about that.
That would be an example of it. It's a good idea until it actually happens, okay? It's like a catcher trying to pitch. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Mike, the answer to your question, when has New England ever had a good RB? First thing I can think of is Corey Dillon, like off the jump.
Or LeGarrette Blount.
Or Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin, yeah.
You know, this is Mike, though, who said there was not a quarterback who stayed with their seats. All right, I'll light you up. I appreciate
just
it.
Stop.
All right, Fred, what do you say? Any one of these running backs, are you taking interest in?
I agree with old Justin over here. No matter what kind of coordinator you are, the first thing you do when you become a coordinator on the offense is you run the damn ball. I don't care if you start yesterday, hand the ball off. That's the safest and best way to start loosening up the defense. So if you don't know anything else, run the ball.
Fred said he had to work late, so he asked for no hard questions or to bring anything up. But I'm gonna test you a little here. We're gonna go. I just got off work. All right, but this is a guy you're familiar with, Latavius Murray signing with the Saints. Is that a sign to you? Like, hey, that's somebody I should pick up. We know Latavius Murray at times, you know, back in the day, made some plays. What do you think? Are you picking Latavius Murray up, or is that a sign Alvin Kamara might be a little more hurt than what they're saying?
Yeah, it's definitely insurance. Didn't he play in that system before? I believe he did a few years back.
Yeah.
So what? Why? Who else to bring in insurance that already knows the system? He's already backed up Kamara, and yeah, maybe Kamara is nicked up. Latavius Murray did good for them before when he had to jump into the to his role. So would I pick him up? Nah, I wouldn't waste my waiver wire pick.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I just wanted to bring it up to you, see what you said. All right, let's go into Justin's wheelhouse, our Niner insider, Marlon Mack signing with the Niners. What do you say to this? Is that someone, again, I think this was brought up in our text, and I think my immediate response was they couldn't win the Texans job, which was surprised me, actually. I mean, I think we all talked in the offseason, like, we're a little excited to see what Marlon Mack could finally do. And just like I said, couldn't win the Texan job over Rex Burkhead and company. So what do you say about him with the Niners, somebody that you want to implement, or what do you say?
So he made it onto their practice squad, which means that they're only bringing him on because they're going to be running the ball so much that they're probably going to go through another two running backs. So I would not sign him. I would not make him a waiver wire priority until, like, literally it's him. And when it's just him, then you can go ahead and grab him. But until then, you still got Jordan Mace and you still got TDP. You still got Jeff Wilson ahead of him. Don't go and overreact to this. Don't think you're the smartest guy in the room. Just wait, like Marlon Mack. Wait your turn. Wait your turn. Wait to be put into the position where you have to go get Marlon Mack. It might happen with the rate that the 49ers are going right now. They're losing a running back a week.
That's what seems like that's okay. The way they always
can you
go,
feel the tears coming off of my face right now?
I see the laughing.
It hurts inside.
All right, Mike actually has a question. He wants to know, is Pollard for Mitchell a lowball offer?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like, so if you're offering Pollard for Mitchell, no, you're not lowballing, I don't think. I mean, Mitchell's on the IR for 2 months, so, and you got an effective Pollard that's at least going to play. So, no, I definitely don't think that's a low ball. What do you guys think? Is that a low ball?
Well, I'm going to jump in on this, but he asked me this a little bit earlier. I said, why don't you ask the TSS crew on this? I told Mike, if he has a lot of debt, and he couldn't withstand not to have Mitchell for 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, then fine, give up Pollard. Of you're making a play for the end of your season and for the playoffs. Now, if that's all you got is three running backs, I would definitely not do it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your situation, like Fred said, if you're loaded enough. But Mike, I just played that team. You're 0-1, bro. You ain't ready for that. Nick, what say you? Is that a low ball offer?
No, it's more of a perplexing offer, because why would you give up almost a number one handcuff for someone who's hurt now? It's going to probably be hurt for the rest of the season. He's going to be 80%. I would stay away from that. No.
Yeah, 2 months is a long time. That's 8 games, bro.
Before you go to Justin, what's more perplexing is the guy didn't accept it.
I think he's calling him out here. Eat a pickle.
Eat a pickle.
Yeah, that is actually kind of strange. He said, eat a pickle. Justin, what say you? I think you're kind of in line with what we're all thinking on that.
Yeah. I'm on exactly the Jester's plane on this one, wavelength, because we are, you know, way into the season, 2 months down the line. If you can hold out for that, sure. But if you can't, just stick with what you got. Pollard's bound to get some more touches with his offense kind of evolving probably more to a running-based offense anyways. So, you know, don't mess with the formula unless you have the ability to stick it out.
100%.
Yes. You know, the song lyric comes to mind. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers that you're used to.
Love it.
You know,
I feel like I'm in the other guys right now with all the TLC references.
All of the TSS crew members, you are the last person I thought would bring up TLC. That is all right. So listen, one quick thing before we close out, because I do. When we got guests, they're waiting. They're ready to debate. It's big game night. Before we get to that, though, one quick note: if you have Harrison Butker getting into this game, he's not playing. Can you believe that? Actually, what's crazy about that too, I know they have someone they're calling up on their practice squad, so at least we'll have a kicker. But it's interesting to me how they'll play this out tomorrow night. Will you see the Chiefs say, you know what, I ain't worried about no field goals tonight, we're going straight for the money every drive? That'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. I'm obviously there, Mike wanted to shout you out too, the little TLT comment. So obviously that'll be an interesting thing, and we'll see. Hopefully tomorrow night turns into one of those fantasy bonanzas, as we like to talk about. So hopefully that's what happens. But guess what? We got two guests that are going to debate how that game's going to go down. Let's take a quick break, and we'll bring them in when we come back.
Hayden, we love fantasy football.
We do?
It's a fantastic game, yet still not perfect. Like, I hate leaving high-scoring players on my bench.
The worst, man.
In fact, hate it even more.
When I put injured players in my lineup.
Can't have that.
I need a life.
Waivers, trades. Every single week, it grinds on me. So we at Underdog Fantasy want to make fantasy football easier for everyone out there. It's called best ball, and we set your optimal lineup for you each and every week. You can do it all year long. We have drafts going all the way from February to week one of the NFL season. What are you waiting for? Use our awesome early sign-up offer to get a little extra something on that first deposit and that first time you play on Underdog Fantasy.
See you put them up, reach the sky, touch the stars up above, because it's one time for the underdog, one time for the underdog.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is big game time, and we want to welcome in our guest first for the Chiefs. And I wanted to ask you this, but I didn't know how to phonetically ask. Is it Tisha?
It's Tisha.
Tisha. Okay. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to welcome into our studio.
Hello. Appreciate happy to be here. Thank you.
We are very happy to have you. Alex for the Chargers. I know you got the call up tonight, so I know you weren't quite prepared, but I hope you're ready, and I hope you are happy to be here tonight.
That's right. I'm the practice squad call-up this week. but, yeah, happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, it doesn't take much to be an expert of your team that you love. So that's what we brought you guys in here for tonight. Want to bring big energy because we're going to debate this big game tonight. I hope you guys have some fun because it's champs or chumps. Let's get it on.
Let's get ready to rumble.
How thick do you think I am? I mean, I know I've never stood up around you, but damn, like,
and only because Caleb looked like he's in Grandma's kitchen, I'm gonna give this one to Mike. So Caleb, for just right now.
Hey man, just wanna let you know that sometimes you gotta shut the fuck up.
Jason, that's not how you treat guests, bro.
Hey.
All right, it's champs or chumps time. Let's get it on. I'm going to ease you both into this because this is about as easy as it gets on champs or chumps. We're going to start with the quarterback position. We'll start with KC and Pat Mahomes. The floor is yours. Give me the argument for Pat Mahomes tomorrow night to be a champ.
It starts pretty simple. Patrick Devon Mahomes, the second. I mean, really, he sells himself. Like, let's talk about the game. 360 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. We had a few mishaps, but they came out and they played like a team. I mean, honestly, they played backyard football, if you want my honest opinion. So they were happy. They were loving it. They were feeling it. Yeah, the injuries aren't okay, but it's Mahomes. I mean,
it is Pat Mahomes, and you're right. A lot of analysts were talking all week about the absence of Tyreek Hill. What does that do to Pat Mahomes? I mean, we just heard it, yada yada yada. I mean, Tyreek Hill is on America's team now, so let's get over it. All right, let's go on to Alex.
I think they're over it.
I think they're good now, right? All right, let's go to Alex. An even easier argument. Give me the champ argument for Justin Herbert tomorrow night.
Similar to Mahomes. I mean, it's Justin Herbert. Like, there's not a whole lot else you have to say at this point. I think, a lot of people in the offseason wanted to talk about Justin Herbert's never taken the team to the playoffs. He hasn't won a big game. And so, like, he's not a top five quarterback in the league. Go back and watch the Raiders game and just watch some of the throws that he makes. There's some of these throws that, like, there are three guys in the league that can make that throw. It's Herbert, it's Mahomes, it's Josh Allen. That's it. Nobody else is making some of the throws that he's making. 26 to 34, 279, 3 touchdowns. It's not as impressive of a stat line as Mahomes last week, but, I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over. He makes the right decision pretty much every single play. There's not a whole else you have to say.
Like I said, these are layups for the guests tonight. I mean, two great quarterbacks. I mean, it's hard not to make an argument for them to be champs. Justin Herbert, we talked about Flores. Well, we haven't talked about it, but, Flores being – that was, like, his big thing down in Miami. He really wanted Herbert. Ross really wanted Tua. I mean, Flores, you were right. I had to say it. Nick, who was right, though, in round one?
We're talking about layups. I think Tesha gave us a big gorilla slam dunk on that one. That was pretty easy. So Tesha gets round one.
Tesha, not Kesha, tonight hitting round one. All right, 1-0. We're going to round two. It's time for the chump argument. So we're going to talk about the running back position. So we're going to start. Obviously, we're going to talk about the other team. So, Alex, give me the case for Clyde Edwards-Helaire to be a chump tomorrow night.
Listen, the Chargers went out and made it a point of emphasis to fix this defensive line this offseason. You bring in Sebastian Joseph Day, you bring in Austin Johnson, you draft a T-Dog. Pontiac, Jerry Tillery's not starting anymore. He was the worst run defender in the league last season. Against the Raiders, Chargers allowed Josh Jacobs to get 0.8 yards per carry before contact. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire against the Cardinals, like, pretty good stat line, but 38th in the league yards after contact created last week per PFF. So if the Chargers can just bottle him up and get an arm on him, he's going to go down. And so there's nowhere for him to go. I think it's an easy dud game for Clyde Edwards-Helaire tomorrow.
All right, good argument there. I'm sorry to laugh, but we had a comment in from our buddy Brad. He says, "I'm pretty sure Helaire is Latin for chump." Brad, how's it going, Brad? Good job. All right, so great argument indeed. Goes right to that defense. You guys spent a lot of money on that defense. I'm on paper. They should be great and had a decent game last week, as you mentioned. Tetra, to you, why is Austin Eckler tomorrow night going to be a chump?
You know what? I think our defense, we struggle there quite often, but I think we've made some good changes. I think we're going to light it up. I don't see the running game being what they talk about for the Chargers tomorrow. I don't see it happening. So I think we got it.
So the slam dunk turns into the, what do you call that, Nick?
That's a rim rock and back to midcourt, Tesha. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to name our defensive players? We have so many. I mean, we're all stars. Even our new
But none of them are any good. So I'm gonna take Alex on this one because he brought the stats, and then of course he didn't bring. I just feel that we're gonna win. No, there is no feelings here. It's facts and data.
All right, this is the Flanders champs or chumps tonight. He's bringing the heat on our guests. Check that out. All right, so we're going into round three. We're done. Now we're done trying to poke. Now we're going to
be playing. It's all love. It's all love here.
Now we're going into round three, and we're going to go to the buy argument with champ. Let's go to the receivers. So, Tesha, for you, give me the champ argument for Juju Smith-Schuster tomorrow night.
Well, it's Juju. Are you kidding me? I absolutely love Juju. And you know what? He's super controversial, but that's how we like him. He has something to prove. He has heart. He plays hard. He plays fun. He fits right into the team, right into the, like, we have what I like to call it, like, bro code mentality at Kansas City. We're all friends. We get along. We hang out. We have dinner together. He fit right in instantly. And we clearly that showed. Let me see if I can spit some facts. What did he have, like, six catches at the Cardinals game, I believe? Six? Hello. That's I'm here, and I'm here to play. I don't know. Is he even playing tomorrow, though?
It looks like he's a go to me. I haven't heard he's not a go, so.
Then here we go. Just another weapon. Yeah, Juju, I love it. He's golden.
Ooh, golden, she says. All right, well, speaking of golden, Alex, it's a golden guy who didn't play well last week, but he was golden last year. Mike Williams, obviously with a Keenan Allen injury, going to be a feature, at least for Justin Herbert, you would think anyway. Give me the champ argument for Mike Williams tomorrow night.
Yeah, so big thing for Mike Williams is last week, only two catches for 10 yards. Obviously, it's going to be a disappointing game. You know, you give him $60 million this offseason over 3 years. You want more production than that. But if you go back and watch the game, they're designing concepts for Mike Williams to get open, and it just didn't work out. He's double covered on a few plays. The protection breaks down on a few plays, and so Herbert's not getting in the ball. But over the last three games against the Chiefs, which are the three games that Justin Herbert has played against the Chiefs, Mike Williams has at least seven targets every single time. And in two of those games, he goes over 100 yards and he scores a touchdown. Trent McDuffie's on IR with his hamstring injury, so the Chiefs' corner depth is taking a bit of a hit. I think Mike Williams is a lock this week.
A lock, he says. Nick, is he a lock to win round four or three, whatever we're on? Round three.
Round three. He actually, Alex, is, because Tesha didn't even know if Juju was even playing. And she didn't even know how many yards he had. Alex did mention, I'm going to give him the win, But he's in the win, but because Keenan Allen is out, which means he's going to garner more targets. So I'm going to go with Alex. And on his last argument, he forgot to say that they brought up Khalil Max. So there we go.
Okay. Way to get it all in there, Nick. All right.
I'm trying.
Alex, you're up 2-1. So we're going into round four. Getting exciting now. Now, this one, I believe,
let's go.
An advantage. Because, Alex, I got to hear you make the chump argument for tomorrow night for Travis Kelce. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one for sure. But, listen, Derwin James is healthy for the first time in three games against the Chiefs. Last year, he's out in week 15 with a hamstring injury. That's the one where he was in and out. He had a hamstring injury. In week three, he's out after a shoulder injury. But when he's on the field, Travis Kelce, 5 catches on 10 targets, 68 yards. With James off the field.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Kelce has 12 catches on 14 targets, 227 yards, 2 touchdowns. Obviously, great stats. Keep Derwin on him the entire game and just pray.
Just pray is the word. All right, Tesha, like I said, you got the advantage in this one. You got Gerald Everett. Give me the chump argument for their tight end, Gerald Everett, tomorrow night.
Oh, this is super, super easy. He's not Travis Kelce. Like, honestly, he's not even a top five tight end. I mean, it's not a name that comes to my mind when I think about it. I don't think he's going to be a problem. I like it. I don't think he's going to be a problem at all. I'm not even worried about it.
So, yeah. You're lucky because you're right in Nick's wheelhouse, because he's been talking bad about Gerald Everett all offseason, although Gerald Everett showed up last week right in the first game. So, Nick, who wins round four, which I think I already know who wins?
Okay, well, two facts. One, Gerald Everett still sucks. And two, Tesha wins.
Okay. All right. Well, it's the money round. We are in round five. This will decide it all. And this is really in your wheelhouse, so you don't have to worry about much here. Tesha, we're going to go to you first. Give me the champ argument for the Chiefs to win tomorrow night.
It's all about weapons. Our number one weapon is Mahomes. I mean, speaks for itself. This was an interesting year. So, you know, we made a lot of changes. Yeah, we lost Hill. It is what it is. We're over it. We have so many people. Mahomes has so many options to go to, and he showed that in the game. I mean, we got safeties kicking field goals, y'all. Like, what is going on? Clearly, we have some confidence. Honestly, I think it's going to be a fun year. I think everybody's playing at a really good level. They seem to be, like, jiving really well together. I just think we got it. I think we kind of got our, like, I think we got our swagger back, if you know, want to quote.
I think I got my swagger back. Yeah, I mean, look, the Chiefs. And like I said, it'll be interesting to see how they play this Harrison Butker injury tomorrow night. If it's touchdown or nothing every drive, it's going to be make things real exciting tomorrow night. And I think maybe, you know, who knows, that the Charger may just end up countering, doing the same thing. Alex, what say you? Give me the champ argument for the Chargers to win tomorrow night.
If there's one guy that can hang with Patrick Mahomes, it's Justin Herbert. Herbert is thrown for over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions in 4 games against the Chiefs in his career. It's a quarterback rating of 108.3. It's insane, frankly. J.C. Jackson might be playing on Thursday. He's been coming back from ankle surgery all offseason, didn't play last week. Chargers secondary already played at a really high level against the Raiders last week. Asante Samuel Jr. had a really good game against Davante Adams. If J.C. Jackson comes back, there's really not a Davante Adams-level threat on the Chiefs. I mean, you have Travis Kelce, you have Juju Smith-Schuster, but you have Derwin James, you have Bryce Callahan, who locked up Hunter Renfrow last week. I think the Chargers defense has the talent to hang with him. Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack are enough that you can just rush 4 on every play, keep Mahomes in the pocket, make him operate within structure, and I think Justin Herbert can out-duel him this time.
Now, it's going to be a big game tomorrow night. We're all excited. Lots of fantasy implications for a lot of teams. So many fantasy players going tomorrow night, and I think it's the right atmosphere. But the big question, Nick, is who wins tonight?
Not that I'm completely sold on either one of the arguments, but I think Alex brought a little less feeling, a little more facts and data tonight. So I'm going to go with Alex.
I was not expecting that to say at all. All right. So congratulations, Alex. You are tonight's winner. And Tesha, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Hate to do it to you, but it's tradition on the show. We love you. We appreciate you coming on. You're a lot of fun. But
it's all my fault. It's all my fault.
Tonight, Nick gave you this award. Dumbass. Thank these. They call me dumbass.
Play kind in time. Stupid. So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Correction, Mr. Wilder. Good day, ma'am. All right. Let's go to our guest. Give him a nice big closeout. Alex, we'll start with you tonight since you were tonight's winner. Let everyone know where they can follow, subscribe, and get all your great content for the rest of the year.
Follow me on Twitter. My handle is on the screen there, just at Alex Katzen, the way that my name is spelled. Read my articles on Chargers Wire, chargerswire.usatoday.com. I'm all over the place. I do draft stuff too. Hang out. It's a good time.
Alex said, I'm no practice squad, son. I'm here to win it. All right, Tesha, where can everyone subscribe and follow you? Get all your great content for, not just for the year, forever. How about that?
Oh, forever. I like it. Really just on Twitter. I'm at here, the number 4 football KC. Simple as that.
Nice. Well, make sure everyone gets on Twitter, follows Tesha. She's got lots of great Chiefs stuff. And also with Alex, he's everywhere. He's no practice squad guy. He's out there this year. We appreciate you both coming in tonight. Good luck to your prospective teams tomorrow night as well, because it is a big game. Yes, Freddie, you got something to say?
Yes, I am going to Arthur Bryant's in December. I will be there eating some burnt ends. So...
Oh, all right.
Put you thank, up there.
Thank you so much for that.
She knows.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. You're flying to Kansas City to eat burnt food?
Joe's is so much better.
Oh, see,
you can do that in your kitchen.
You need to follow Tesha, Fred. You need to follow Tesha and DM her, ask her where all the great local spots are. She's trying to tell you already where the good spots are.
Got
to follow the local stuff for sure. All right, both of you, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you. We're going to close out. We're going to go into our big game breakdown, but we love to have you guys on later on the season. I'm sure there'll be another big game for these two big teams.
Soon.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. It's time for the big game breakdown. Breakdown! So the Chargers and the Chiefs. I had to remember. Who are they playing again?
What's messed up? Yes, I'm going to tell you something. Do you know that game's on Amazon Prime?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know You know, yeah. So you know what's funny about that? My dad, poor guy, he's in the mountains, you know, and so he's telling me this. He has no internet. He's like, can you believe? I can't believe they would leave a game online. I can't even watch it, you know. And I'm me trying to explain to him to log into my Amazon is like, just forget about it. That's interesting that they're doing that. You know, again, that's just NFL making that money, making those partnerships. So you know how that goes. Yes, indeed. All right, so tomorrow night, we got a big game, guys. We talked about this all offseason. This AFC West is really, really, really good, and there's a lot of, the Broncos losing. That was interesting. You know, the Seahawks, I mean, just kind of a slow start, but the Chiefs look on and popping, and so did the Chargers, not for nothing. So, look, it's interesting that right away, both of these teams play each other right after that. The series, Kansas City leads the series 65-58-1. Last year, Kansas City won the last one 34-28 in overtime, and prior to that, 30-24. So you already have, if you're betting the over, and I don't know what the over-under is, I wish we had Mikey Betts on, but, I mean, that's almost 50 points in both games. So if it's 40, I would go ahead and bet that over because they look like they're going to put some big points up tomorrow night. Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, we know the usual suspects. I'm not even going to break all that down because I'm going to let you guys do it. Justin, I'll go to you first. Go ahead, talk about this matchup. Oh, talk about the guys you like. Go ahead.
I was just going to say 54.5 is the over-under right now.
Oh, well, see, look.
Oh, I'll take that.
It's going to be 40. That's for sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's going to be 80.
There's definitely a good chance that they will break that. But, yeah, I mean, I love this game. I didn't mean to steal the first thunder. I just saw it on Odd Shark because I was writing an article and I was using it. But, yeah, this is going to be a great game. It's going to be so hard to sit anybody in this matchup. I mean, so this entire year we've been trying to, like, get reasons to not go after the Chiefs, right? We're like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, oh, he sucked in the past. He's never been that great. He does have a gallbladder. You know, we'll be like, oh, Juju Smith-Schuster, he goes on TikTok too much. He's got the knee of an 80-year-old man, all this stuff. And then it comes down to the game, and everybody does well in the game. CH gets 2 touchdowns. Juju's got 6 receptions. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is still doing something out there. They get the rookie out there. Isaiah Pacheco comes in. He checks in around the third quarter and has a game. Everything was clicking for the Chiefs. On the other side, the Chargers, everything was clicking for them too. They were getting their 3 and 4 receivers, DeAndre Carter and Josh Palmer, involved. Mike Williams, you know, is going to get involved with no Keenan Allen this week. Gerald Everett, to Nick's dismay, got involved this week. It's across the board. It's hard to pick anybody to not like in this game. And breakdown-wise, I think it's just going to be an absolute scoring fest. Are we doing predictions on this one for the score?
Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
I think it's going to be a last-minute field goal, 38-35, and I got the Chiefs walking out with the win.
Well, how are they going to kick a field goal? I know Harrison Butker is going to be on me. But, Nick, what do you think?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to rely on the backup kicker, bro. It's going to be epic.
Nick, what do you say? Who do you like in this matchup? I mean, it's everyone. I shouldn't even
say
that. Give me your thought on the matchup. How about that?
My thoughts on the matchup, I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I'm not going to say handedly, but they got better weapons. They got a better quarterback. I mean, he's been there before. He's a Super Bowl champ. And on the Chiefs side, they got a much better coaching staff. I'm sorry. Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in NFL history. We've seen what Staley's done last season. Makes mistakes left and right in obvious situations. Too conservative. The Chargers are down Allen. They don't have a legitimate tight end. I see the Chiefs by 10, honestly. I don't know what the score is going to be. It could be like 80-70 because in this game, defense is optional. So we're going to go with the Chiefs on this one.
It's going with the Chiefs and by 10, quite big. All right, Fred, what say you? Who you liking this? What's your analysis on it?
Okay, so let me start with the analysis. quarterback, got to go to the Chiefs. Receivers, I'm going to give it to the Chargers. Now, I do agree with Nick. The coaching-wise, I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs. But we are kind of neglecting the Chargers' defense. They do have a decent defense, which is better than Kansas City's. Kansas City just got a better quarterback, and quarterbacks win games. So here goes my theory. I think the Chiefs are going to win. It's going to be 35-28. I believe they're going to go for a lot of two-point conversions because they can do it. I mean, if I have Mahomes, I'll go for it on fourth down. I don't care. Like, go ahead, Mahomes, do your thing. So that's all day. I definitely think that I would do the fourth down conversions. Now, but let's take into effect that Mahomes is spreading the ball around to wide receivers, but Chargers defense are no slouches. So it ain't going to be some extreme blowout or nothing like that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, so everyone here going with the Chargers, I'm going to be the lone wolf on this one. Everyone going with the Chiefs. I'm going to go with the Chargers on this, actually. I do think the Chargers pull this out. I like their D. I think the point is, you guys keep mentioning the Chargers D. You're just sliding over the fact that they're really good, and the Chiefs D is not that good. I really like the Chargers D tomorrow. I think that that's what's going to show out. It's not necessarily about stopping Mahomes. I think you'll see a lot of plays being made, and I think that's what's important. That's what the Chargers D will bring tomorrow night. Even with Keenan Allen out, I still think they find a way to pull it off. I like the Chargers in the W. Don't let the red shirt fool you. All right, so, and one of the truest statements, by the way, was just made. The Chargers always have one of the best rosters, but they just find ways not to do anything, and that's so true, Brad. That is definitely a true statement for sure. But these ain't your grandpappy's Chargers. All right, we're going to move on from that, and we're going to play a little fun game to close it out. Going back to fantasy, I can't wait to ask Fred these questions. We're going to play Who Would You Rather?
Okay, here's a shout out of a cannon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You got to fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
I think we're done here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Fred. Let's know you on that one, Fred.
I love that clip.
Just, I think, like Mike said, we're definitely set up for lawsuits all day long. All right, let's go up to the quarterback position. Justin, I'm going to go to you first on this one. Who would you rather, Brady or Aaron Rodgers this week? And it's all this week, mind you.
Aaron Rodgers all day long. Aaron Rodgers all day long. I know that Tom Brady has the better receivers right now, but let me take you on a little journey. Aaron Rodgers, the past six games, has not thrown an interception to the Bears. Now, knock on wood, but that's a little tidbit for you, a little food for thought. Brady, on the other hand, 8 interceptions in the past 4 games. That's nuts to me. Brady is owned by the Saints. And Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, he said it to the crowd. He said, I own you.
He sure did. He's bringing it for sure. Nick, let's go to you at the quarterback position. And I put this for you particularly. And by the way, you want to check out our rankings. Justin's aren't up yet. But if you want to check out our rankings, go to tssfantasy.com. Interesting enough, Nick has Lamar Jackson number 2 this week. So I'm going to ask you, who would you rather, Lamar or Jalen Hurts this week?
You know, I really pondered this because of the situations. I pondered of who each team was playing, the weapons they have, the quarterback ability. To me, honestly, and you're going to call it a cop-out, but I'm going to say it's a wash because each one cancels each other out in each different scenario. Number one, you could say, oh, well, Jackson all day. Hold on, Fred. But Jackson doesn't have the weapons. Hurts has got the weapons. Hurts is playing a harder defense. than Miami's is right now. Well, hey, when you shut down King Mushroom, all right, for 4 points as a stance right now, all right. And last time I checked, Lamar tore up Miami. So I'm gonna say it's an even wash, and I'm gonna say that they'll finish within 2 points of each other by the end of the week one.
Now he did wax us at home a while back ago, but I guess you're forgetting what happened last year when we got in that ass. He was only 258 yards in the air, one TD, an interception, and only 39 yards on the ground. This Miami D knows how to blitz and knows how to take care of running quarterbacks. And you want to know why? Because we got Josh Allen to deal with every year, and that's why this defense was built that way. Lamar Jackson will be shut down this weekend.
Your defense. Oh, this is very apropos. So you're saying that your defense is built to get in man's asses.
Okay. Ooh, good one there, Nick. Blink, dink. Anyway, let's go to Fred on this.
Hey, Fred, I like it.
No, my defense is not built to get an asses. All right. Now, Fred, I know you don't bring your show notes, but this one's got to be about as easy as they come. Who would you rather, Mahomes or Herbert?
Dude, you can't ask me these things, man. You know, I'm kind of biased. I'm always gonna pick Mahomes. Yeah, well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. I think he's better than Josh Allen. I just think he's way better. Like we said, man. I think he has to do a little bit extra with the Harrison Butker situation. I really, really think his coach Andy Reid is gonna take more shots on fourth down, giving him more opportunities to throw the ball. I really, really do. And I think that's just what's going to edge it out. I don't think that Herbert is truly, truly ready. And playing in Kansas City means a lot. I've been to that stadium, and that fan base is rabid. I mean, they love their team. So when you're a quarterback out there, it's kind of tough. So I do love Mahomes, and I think he's going to do really well tomorrow.
Some people are name droppers. Fred's an NFL stadium dropper. All right, let's go to running backs. We'll go to Nick first. Barkley or Fournette, who would you rather?
Oh, this is even a question this week. I'm going to take Barkley. Saints got they have a much better run defense this season. There's just no question around it. And plus that, Saints, like Justin said, they do own Brady. He doesn't play them well. He's got like eight sacks the past four games. And it's going to be tough for them to move the ball. And Barkley's playing the Panthers, so go figure.
All right. I likey. All right. What say you, Fred? Let's go to you. Can't wait to hear your analysis. Nick Chubb or Joe Mixon this week?
Okay. Well, you said Nick Chubb. All right, let me see. Nick Chubb's playing the Jets. They're playing the Jets, absolutely. And you know what? I'm taking Joe Mixon. You want to know why? Because actually the Jets did good against the running backs from the Ravens. They were holding them down for a whole half until we finally just messed up on the big bombs. So defensively, we were stopping the run. Now, they're going against Dallas. Dallas only has Micah Parsons. I do think Mixon's going to have a big game. I think Dallas is really reeling right now. They don't know what to do, and Jerry Jones is not making it better. I just think they're going to take a loss this time. But they'll figure it out in game three or four. But as of right now, I believe they're reeling.
Okay, let's go to Justin on this one. Alvin Kamara or Antonio Gibson?
Ooh, Antonio Gibson all day long. I mean, that Detroit defensive line, he's going to cut through that like butter. He's got no competition in that backfield. I'll take it all day long. And I'll back it up with a little statistics, too. Alvin Kamara, not only has Tampa owned Tom Brady's ass, they have also owned Alvin Kamara's ass, too. He only had 78 total yards last year against the Saints. And guess what? Tom Brady is 0-4 in the regular season against the Saints.
I guess that's leading up to the Sunday show when we do our picks. Fred, what say you on the receivers? We're going to go to you first, set you up first on this one. Tyreek Hill or Michael Pittman Jr. this week?
Let me look at my little trusty calendar here.
This guy prepared.
Okay. So Tyreek Hill is playing the Ravens. That's going to be a hell of a game, man. I might have to, even though I hate the Dolphins, I'm going to have to switch back and forth just to watch a little bit of it. I'm going to pick Michael Pittman Jr. They're playing the Jaguars. Jaguars are not good. They just came off an embarrassing, I think it was an embarrassing 2020 tie. I mean, look, they even released their kicker today. They were so pissed off that so Rodrigo Blankenship is now gone. So I think Matt Ryan's going to settle down. They're going to beat up on the Jaguars, get back right, run a little bit, throw a little bit. I'm going with Michael Pittman Jr.
All right, so we're running up against it here a little bit, so I just kind of, maybe we'll go. We're going to move to tight end because he's – well, actually, Nick, I want to go to you this one because this is actually an interesting one. Cortland Sutton or CeeDee Lamb this week? Who would you rather?
Well, you got to ask, who would you rather, Cooper Rush or Russell Wilson? I am sorry. The big D this year is not going to be stand for the big dict because I'll tell you what, all you CD Lamb owners are going to get hammered this year because Dak Prescott is out. I'm not stepping on Freddie's toes, but they're bringing the hammer. You're going to get hammered this season on CD Lamb. Look for trades.
I love it. You guys busting out props on me? Justin, we need to get a hammer, bro. We got to have the hammer session now.
Exactly what I was saying, bro. I'm like, wow, Nick's even got Thor's hammer?
To be fair, I'm in the garage. I can go get the toolbox out. We'll be all live. All right, let's go.
Hammer.
Let's go to the tight end position. Justin, I got one interesting one for you. Who would you rather, Gerald Everett or Dawson Knox?
Oh, Jesus. My father.
Why you go to me with this one? You know Nick wants this one all day long.
I just said my answer.
I'm gonna go with Gerald Everett on this one. And that's because Dawson Knox, we didn't see much from him week one. I don't know if he's going to get that involved in this offense. Gerald Everett, on the other hand, we saw a lot from him, and we know that they're missing wide receiver, their wide receiver one this year. So for this week, I think that he is definitely going to step up and make an impact on this game. Can't say the same for Dawson Knox, so I'm going to go Gerald Everett.
All right, Nick, I got a good one for you.
Of course you do.
Kyle Pitts or Dallas Goedert this week?
For this week, I'm definitely going Goddard because last week, the Rams, the Rams only gave up 1.5 points, and that's who Atlanta is playing this week. If you can't score 1.5 points, your name should be Cole Kmet. No, I'm just busting. No, it's definitely Dallas Goedert this week.
That was for Brad.
It's definitely Dallas. I mean, it's definitely Dallas Goedert this week.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Let's go on to some defense. And this is Fred's wheelhouse, right? So let's talk about some defenses this week. Fred, who would you rather, the Green Bay Packers or the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, man. Good one. That's a good one. I got to go with the Green Bay Packers. They were embarrassing last week. There's no way. There's no way this comments here.
F you, Flanders.
I have to go with Green Bay. They're playing the Bears. I don't think the Bears get lucky again. I think Aaron Rodgers, after last year, same thing happened game one. He got embarrassed. He came back and embarrassed the next team. I'm definitely going to go with the I'm picking Carolina's defense. No. But yeah, the Packers defense. Sorry. Packers. I think Saquon. I heard today, but check this out real quick. I heard today they're going to try to get Saquon Barkley at least 2,400 all purpose yards this year, 1,800 running, and try to get him at least 600 to 700 receiving. That's all Barkley show.
You know what I'm trying to do this year? Get $1 million. We'll see what happens. All right.
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Justin, let's go to you on this one. I think this is an interesting one. How about the Colts or the Bills this week? What say you?
I like that one a lot. So the Bills are playing the Titans.
Then you got the Colts playing the Jaguars. That's a toughie. That really is. Man, I'm going to go with the Colts on this one. And I'm going to go with him because Trevor Lawrence is still a young buck who's making mistakes out there. While on the other hand, Ryan Tannehill, he might not be the best quarterback in the world, but he doesn't make nearly as many mistakes. So I'm going to go with, I think that the Colts will wipe the floor with the Jags, and they will get at least one interception. So I'm going to go with the Colts, D.
I like that one indeed. And just an update, my wife sent me a picture because my cat pooped in my bed and he is about to die. All right, let's go to Justin, or excuse me, Nick. She just sent me that picture. I'm like, she stuck her head out a minute ago. I was wondering what she was doing. And then I just saw that picture. I was like, oh my God, that cat's dead. All right, Justin, I'm sorry, Nick, let's go to you. Two defenses that really struggled last week that came in that were, you know, people probably have these guys on their roster. So, got some decent matchups this week. So, Rams or Bengals? Who would you rather be?
Oh, I'm going with the bungholes all day. They're going to feast on that offensive line of that team down there in Texas, and they're going to eat up Cooper Rush, and they're going to eat up Zeke, and Lamb just might as well just walk off the field, just going to sideline, because he's going to see the ball all day.
So what you're saying is that you eat bungholes all day.
Oh, all day bungholes.
You see, that was just lame. Why?
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you guys being here. It's Big Game Wednesday. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back on Friday, give you all our starts and sits, our Flanders flops. We'll break down all the games. Got a lot of good stuff on Friday, but I hope you enjoyed the big game breakdown. Get ready for the big game tomorrow night. That's what we'll be doing, watching tomorrow. And again, before I close out, don't forget, go on TSSFantasy.com. Our rankings are up. Make sure you check them out. Like I always say, shop and compare us to other people. I know mine are a lot different than others. I got Christian McCaffrey, I think this week, got like 20. I'm tired of seeing his face up there when he hasn't done anything. He's injury prone. I don't even like him at all this week, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Flanders Flops. Don't even get me started. All right, we appreciate you guys, and we are out. We're on a mission.